Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Pop the popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas, and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered.
I don't even know how to start this podcast.
You read the title.
I'm pregnant.
I'm so sorry for all the audio listeners who just had to hear that squeal, but...
I am pregnant.
Skylar has a fetus inside of her stomach.
It is very exciting. I turn 12 weeks tomorrow, so I'm almost out of my first trimester, which is crazy.
I cannot believe it. Like, I mean, you literally told me the day you found out.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the things that you were kind of nervous about was, like, waiting that 12 weeks to announce it, because it's hard because you're going through all these changes and people can see these changes and, like, you can't talk about it.
Well, especially with my job, like, I'm on camera a lot for you. Right. And even, like, we did the podcast promo shoot, and I'm sure we'll get into that later, but mm-hmm. our dresses, like, didn't arrive in time, so I had to go to the mall that night to, like, find an outfit, and finding stuff that I don't look pregnant in is hard.
Yeah, well, because you're I'm pregnant.
And I'm like 3 months pregnant.
So
at
how
that.
Do you feel?
I feel over the moon excited. Like, I've never been so excited for anything in my entire life. It's just, like, so unreal. It's crazy.
I'm so happy, and I'm so glad we finally get to talk about it. There's so much to delve into.
Oh my gosh. So much with even, like, body positivity and, like, having a changing body. Right. And I'm just so excited. I feel like this opens up, like, a whole new world for us.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet it.
Oh, I can't wait for you to meet it either.
I know.
Before we get into our unpopular opinions and the structure of the episode,
yes,
I actually have a surprise for Sierra. So I have a question.
Okay.
Will you be my baby's guide mother?
So,
Kyle and I aren't, like, we aren't monotheistic. Like, we aren't Christian or Catholic or anything.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of research, and there's a thing called a guide parent that's, like, essentially the same thing as a godparent, but it's, like, really focused on, like, instilling, like, the morals and characteristics of someone, and then also, like, logistically, if something were ever to happen to Kyle and I, like, you and Steven would be like,
yes,
step in.
I can't wait to be a guide parent. That's so cute.
I'm so happy. Feel like we, like, shouldn't tell Steven until he listens to this episode. And then we'll be like, hey, so have you listened to the podcast yet? What do you think?
Do I just get to be the guide parent? Or
both,
are we, like,
you
a guide?
And Steven.
Okay, I'll share the spotlight.
Oh my gosh. Just a solo guide parent.
That's so cute. Thank you for asking me.
Of course.
That, like, I don't want to cry yet because there's so much more to get into. But, like,
but I figure before we start the episode, I just... Yeah. Also, since I, like, didn't tell you that I was pregnant on camera or, like, what the gender of the baby is on camera, I figured, like, our podcast is the place to ask you.
That makes me so happy.
I'm so happy. You're going to have to balance, like, me and Kenzie's babies.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, one in one hand, one in the other.
Just
I'm ready to go.
Ready for it.
Well, as you can see, well, if you're listening to the audio version, I am wearing a shirt that says... dog mom.
And I'm wearing a shirt that says cool mom. So,
yeah, I'm not pregnant. Everyone always thinks whenever I say it, there's an announcement that I'm pregnant. I'm like, no, Skylar is pregnant.
Which also, pregnant. Like, you're not going to hype up your pregnancy. Like, I feel like we should just, right. like, get that out in the open.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When you're pregnant, you're just going to tell people. Like, yeah. It's not going to be like, I have a big announcement coming. No. Like, that's just not who you are.
Right. And I've always said that, but it's funny because I did accidentally kind of hype up your pregnancy.
It was funny because people were like, oh, well, Sierra's commenting that she's not pregnant, but, like, didn't say anything about Skylar.
That's the thing. Well, so Skylar was pregnant when we were doing the podcast promo shoot, and then everyone was guessing, like, oh, Skylar's pregnant. And we're like, yeah, but, like, that's not what the announcement
is. Also, it was so funny because I can't see why, like, for my pregnancy announcement, we would take, like, a photo, like, holding hands together. Like, it just didn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think we unintentionally did that with the pink and blue.
True.
Because we just did pink and blue because they're our favorite colors. As you can see, like, yeah. Everything of mine is blue, hers is pink. It was unintentional that we made it, like, pink and blue because those are the stereotypical, like, gender reveal colors. Yeah. And then I think the fact that we've both expressed an interest in being moms someday.
Totally.
That there was a lot of, like, oh, you guys both must be pregnant. And
I can't with, like, the coordination. If we had, like, planned out to get pregnant at the same time, and then, like, you were having a boy, I was having a girl, we were gonna announce at the same time.
That's like some pregnancy pack shit right there.
Yeah, that's a lot. I feel like our friendship has crossed a lot of borders. I don't know if we're there yet.
I don't think
it's going to
cross that. I don't think we'll ever do a joint gender reveal.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a whole nother thing, but
I'm surprised more people didn't guess that you were pregnant after in the first two podcast episodes you were drinking, like, orange juice and, like, tea.
Yeah. So, well, only in the last one were you drinking alcohol.
That's true. But, Skylar, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking good old water.
Nice.
So, what are you drinking?
I have a LaCroix in my little cup, so cheers. So,
whoop, mine's very full. Whoop. Some drinking ASMR for you.
Should we get into our unpopular opinions?
Let's do it.
So, I chose mine specifically because I knew that we were announcing your pregnancy in this episode.
I am excited. So,
as you move into motherhood, there are a lot of decisions you're going to have to make, you know? Okay. You know, like, do you want a natural birth? Or, like, do you want an epidural? Do you want to send your kid to private school or public school or homeschool them? But most importantly of all, will you feed them Shapes mac and cheese or regular mac and cheese? Because here's the thing. My unpopular opinion is that regular mac and cheese is crap. Like, not good, not great. Shapes mac and cheese, literally 10 out of 10, like, fireworks going off, like, Shapes mac and cheese. I'm talking,
okay,
like,
okay, so define what you mean by Shapes. Do you mean, like, a brand Shapes?
Yes. So, like, SpongeBob mac and cheese.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, there was a brand of mac and cheese called Shapes.
It's Kraft mac and cheese, but it's when they do, like, SpongeBob or, like, Monsters, Inc. Like, it tastes completely different, and I will fight to the end on this unpopular opinion because I'm right.
That is so funny. I don't know the last time I had Kraft mac and cheese.
The last time I had it, I was probably 19 in my college dorm. But, like, Shapes mac and cheese can get it. Regular mac and cheese cannot.
Wow. I feel like pretty much everyone's going to agree with you on
that
one.
Is that not that unpopular?
I don't think so. I feel like people love Shapes mac and cheese.
I feel like people love it, but I feel like people also like regular mac and cheese.
Oh, and you're just, like, hard no.
It's, like, messy, and it's, like, it's, like, slimy. Like, the noodles are, like, wet, and then regular, like, the Shapes mac and cheese is, like,
so are the Shapes
ones. No. It's, like, firmer. It's, like, crisper. It has texture. Wow. Great. Anyways, do you want to go?
Sure. My unpopular opinion is maybe a little more controversial than that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like mine always sound kind of polarizing, and then I explain them, and I feel like everyone's like, oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So mine is that you should not raise boys and girls the same way, which I feel like, I mean, if you listen to this podcast, I'm guessing you can assume I'm pretty liberal.
Right.
And so I feel like that might be kind of a shocking thing.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people want to see boys and girls raised the same. So on the surface, when you say that, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, I feel like that's a big, like, Twitter thing. It's a big,
so if you want to get in, like, why do you think so?
So I think that, first of all, each child is an individual and has individual needs.
Right.
But I think it's really naive to not really, like address that men and women or boys and girls are like have these certain assumptions like kind of pushed onto them. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a boy and you go into the clothing section of a store, it's like boys will be boys. I'm a chick magnet. I'm the boss. And I feel like boys are taught just by society as a whole to be like strong, to be leaders, to be bold. And I feel like girls are taught to be like soft and feminine.
Sugar and spice and everything nice.
Totally. And so I think that as a parent, it's your responsibility to counterbalance that.
Okay.
So I feel like if I have a girl, I'll obviously teach her empathy and kindness and compassion and everything because that's important to me. But I think I'll put extra emphasis on like, you can be anything you want to be. You're a leader. You're strong. Stick up for yourself. And I think if I have a boy, I'll put more emphasis on like, let's ask girls if we can hug them before we hug them. And let's be soft. Let's explore the arts. Yeah. Let's, you know.
I get that because I feel like it's kind of like the world does the work on like the stereotypical part already. Like the world is going to tell your son that he's strong and powerful and he can be president and he can be an astronaut. And then the world is going to tell your girl to be soft and kind and gentle. And so you as a parent feel like you have to kind of put more into the other side.
So in a way, I feel like it almost is... You're trying to raise boys and girls the same way because you're counterbalancing it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's true. You will raise them differently so that hopefully they end up the same.
Yes, that is exactly it.
Okay.
So that's my hot take.
One thing I wanted to talk about before we get into the topic. So this is the first podcast episode that we're recording since launch.
Yes.
So a few things. We saw a few comments about like audio levels and the mic positioning. So hopefully it's better today and we're going to be working on that more in the future.
Also, I just want to say on record, I do not want my name in the title of this podcast. I really, really, really appreciate everyone's thoughtfulness and just like kindness towards me. I think it actually is like really endearing that people are like sticking up for me because I think like the audience is your audience, right? And then like my stepdad or whoever, you know? And so I think that a new person coming in, I would think that it would be the reverse of people would be commenting, being like, defensive, why is she on every episode?
Yeah.
And so I think it's really sweet, but I don't want to be an influencer. Like, I just have no desire to be an influencer. I don't need like the publicity. And also it's a branding thing. Like, right. This is your brand. Also, you're the one who's coordinating the photo shoots. You're the one who's buying the audio equipment. Like, this is your project that I'm the co-host of.
Right. And I feel like, I feel like even when I was reading the comments, I was like, oh crap, like, did I mess up? Like, should I have made Skylar part of this? But like, Skylar and I were like collaborating on every step of this. Yeah. Like, you know, she made it clear, like, she didn't want her name in the title.
Yeah.
Originally it was going to be called Unfiltered, and then Skylar was the one who was like, put your name in the title for branding. And I was like, okay, queen.
Well, even if you look at like any other YouTuber podcast, it's like Views with David Dobrik and Jason Nash. Yeah. Not Too Deep with Grace Helbig. Like, yeah. The influencer's name is usually in it, or it's always in it, but it's usually at the end, mm-hmm, of it. And so it, to us, just sounds much more cohesive to say Sierra Unfiltered
instead of Unfiltered with Sierra Schulze.
Yeah. So.
Well, and I think also, like, one of my favorite ways someone put it in the comments that they were like, it's like iCarly. Like, yeah. iCarly had Sam, too. Like, you're the Sam.
Totally. And I'm so happy to be that. I mean, I think originally the idea was that, like, you were going to be interviewing guests.
Mm-hmm. Which is still going to happen, but not every episode.
Totally.
It'll be, like, a special thing.
And then it was, I will be in between the episodes when you're interviewing guests.
Right.
And then it was like, it's weird for me to be kicked off when a guest is here. And then it was, I feel like, just so many people saying, like, your guys' banter is so much fun. Like, I have the best conversations when I'm with you two. We're like, why don't we just make it us?
Right. And it's been so fun for us to be able to have this time just to talk together.
Totally.
Like, whether it was recorded or not, it's, mm-hmm, just fun for us to get to talk together. So we're having so much fun with it. And I think it's so sweet that everyone really came, like, they didn't need to defend you, but came to your defense. Because I think a lot of people pictured it like, I started this podcast and made you do it and then didn't put your name in it. But it was a collaborative decision. So I appreciate so much. And everyone being so kind to you.
Yeah, but again, this is Sierra Unfiltered. It is Sierra's podcast. I am so happy to be the co-host of it. That's it.
And we're glad to have you guys here. So let's get into the topic at hand. How do you want to talk about your pregnancy? Do you want to move chronologically through it?
Yeah, let's do that. I feel like there's so many things to talk about. So I feel like going chronologically is just easier to make sure we hit mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff. So I guess like one of the first questions I always get is like, was this planned? Like that's starting in the beginning.
The way beginning.
Yeah, for sure. So Kyle and I have wanted kids for forever. We've been married for a year and a half now. And pretty much, like, I mean, before we were married, we knew that we wanted kids someday. Mm-hmm. And then once we were married, we knew it was our mission to, like, get down to San Diego so that we could be closer to friends and family so that we could have kids. So we moved down in January. And then we started trying a couple months after that. So, I mean, for us, everything lined up and we felt ready. And so, yes, we tried. This was a planned pregnancy. Also, I think that it's brought up a lot of questions for me of, like, the sex education that I got mm-hmm. as a child or, like, in high school. Because I don't know about you, but for me, it was very, like, Mean Girls. Of, like, if you have sex, you will get pregnant and die. And, like, the truth is that you only ovulate for 24 hours.
Right. Like,
every month.
You have to try. And you tried for a couple months, but some women try for, like,
years and years. And for some women, it is never able to happen. Yeah. You know? And so I think, I mean, obviously, like, be safe. Accidental pregnancy can happen. We're not
advocating for, like, unprotected sex. But I think neither of us had done a lot of research on, like,
ovulation.
Really, yeah.
And like how everything actually works. And so I think especially since like I am in my 20s and I don't know, it just was kind of like an assumed thing to me of like, oh yeah, we'll try for like a month or two and it'll happen. And it took a little longer than that, you know? And I think for most people it does.
Yeah. I remember, so you conceived in May, right?
Yes.
And I remember we can cut this out if you want to. But I remember you thought your ovulation was going to fall on a joint trip that the four of us were taking.
That is true.
And you were like, hey, just so you know. But then it ended up falling like a week earlier. So then you had to text me and be like, hey, just letting you know, I'm not going to be ovulating on the trip.
Yeah. So that definitely happened. Very grateful I didn't like kick you and Steven out.
We would have done that for my guide child. Wait, can I call them my guide child?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cute. But yeah, so it's all very crazy. It's all a little almost like mysterious how it works. Mm. I feel like the information online is like, if you order like this ovulation test from Amazon, then I don't know. It's all kind of like voodoo stuff. Like even like all the pills that you have to take. It's like you really should be taking prenatals from like before you conceive.
Is it 3 months before? Like that's ideal or do you
know? I started taking them as soon as we started trying because I think the main thing is that it's really important to have those vitamins like in the early stages of pregnancy. And since most people, it's not possible to find out before you're 3.5 weeks.
Right.
And most people don't find out till they're like 5 weeks. So if you start taking prenatals when you find out you're pregnant, you've missed like some of the most important weeks of having those.
And another thing I didn't know, this is probably going to make me sound so uneducated about like women's bodies, but I genuinely didn't know. They track like the baby's progress from the date of your last period.
Yeah.
I thought it was from conception. So literally until Kenzie got pregnant is when I found that out. And I was like, oh my gosh. But it was like, I assumed that it was like the date that you conceived is like week zero.
Yeah.
But it's actually the week of your last period. Mm-hmm. So you conceive usually at like 2 weeks in quotations. And so that's why most women don't find out until they're what, 4 weeks?
Yeah. I mean, also that's if you're trying, you find out at 4 weeks. You wouldn't have missed your period until you're 5 weeks pregnant, you know, which is crazy that you're 5 weeks pregnant. And
so like if you weren't really trying and like tracking everything, you could be like 6, 7, 8 weeks and not even know.
Yeah.
Which I was like floored by. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I think that's also part of the reason why your OBGYN won't see you until you're 8 weeks.
Right.
Which sucked for me because I found out at 3 weeks. And then I had 5 weeks of like, I have so many questions and I don't necessarily just trust the internet blindly to answer them. You know?
And that's another thing we were talking about is that, you know, Skylar's, you know, obviously this is her first pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And there aren't a lot of studies done on pregnant women.
Oh my gosh.
Because what kind of pregnant woman wants to get tested on? So there are so many big question marks. Of course, there are things that are like absolutely yes, absolutely no, you can't do. Mm-hmm. But things like essential oils. Mm-hmm. There's not really any, like, you love to diffuse lavender.
Mm-hmm. Even CBD oil. Yeah. Like, I'm just staying completely away because I just, there isn't research on it. But, like, that's never been tested on a pregnant woman. And so, I mean, like, it says online, like, oh, CBD can help with nausea in the first trimester and it can help with this, that, and the other. But, like, your doctor can't say it's safe because they just haven't done any trials.
Right. And so, and there's so many things like mm-hmm. that. Like, even Skylar had a cold this week and she was
oh my gosh.
Everything I'm reading and everything I've talked to my doctor says I can take this one brand of Mucinex and, like, mm-hmm. I can't take Zicam, I can't take DayQuil. Like, there are so many little things that you're having to navigate, like,
I got my first headache when Kyle was, like, in another country and it was, like, just one of the worst headaches of my life. And so I was like, oh, I'm just going to go into my medicine cabinet and, like, get some Advil. I looked it up, couldn't take Advil, couldn't take Excedrin, couldn't take anything except for Tylenol, which was, like, the one thing we didn't have. So I literally, like, postmated it. I just feel like there are a lot of things where it's, like, better safe than sorry. Totally. But it's hard because just so much is not researched on.
Well, and then now we can also kind of become, like, worry warts about it because mm-hmm. when our moms were pregnant with us, there was no internet. There was no, like, let me Google. It was, oh, I'll have to call my doctor or read about it in a book or ask a mm-hmm. friend. And it is, I'm so glad. Like, more information is always better.
Totally.
But I think it is one of those things that can make you kind of worry when there is so much information, especially when it's all, like, conflicting.
Yeah, especially since it's so much, like, I don't know, from my experience information. Like, right. Pinterest is, like, the best and worst resource. Because I, like, looked up essential oils for pregnancy on Pinterest to see if there were any that, like, every single one said we're okay. Like, everything said lavender's okay. But when I asked my doctor, she was like, I can't tell you that.
Right. She
you
can't know? Say, even
and
though
like, I don't want to do something that could be potentially harmful to my child. But also, it's like diffusing lavender in my home.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are much worse things that people do when pregnant. And I mean, I don't know.
It's still so exciting, though. Like, I mean, I know there's been a lot of, like, stressful things. But do you want to talk about when you found out?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was going to tell you, too. Oh, wow. We can cut this out. But Kyle and I, like, vlogged when I found out. Like, we filmed, like, a little video of us. I can send it to you if you want to put part of it in, like, the, like, announcement vlog.
Oh, by the way, guys, it should be up over on the vlog channel. I had been filming little bits and pieces from when Skylar told me till now. Yeah. And so we kind of did, like, a comprehensive, like, video about showing all that footage. So I will definitely put some of that in there.
Yeah, I'll send it over to you. It's real cute. I'm, like, crying a lot. Real beautiful and, you know, emotional. But, yeah, so we – it's kind of hard to explain. So when you're trying, at least for me, I, like, got this pack of ovulation tests off Amazon that you just take every day because, like, it's super easy to detect when you're ovulating with those strips. It's, like, $20 for a pack of, like, 100. And then it also comes with a bunch of pregnancy tests, which detect HCG, which is, like, human something hormone.
We're very exact on this podcast.
Yeah, very educated. And so it detects the pregnancy hormone, but since the test strips, like, only test for a really high amount, typically the test strips only show up when you're, like, 5-6 weeks pregnant.
Got it.
And so I would just use the test strips every morning as just, like, I'm using these up. They're, like, not trash, but, like, whatever. Yeah. It's just, like, I'm taking my ovulation test, so I might as well take a pregnancy test, too. And so I was actually heading up to LA to lighting design a show. So I was going to be gone for, I think, 3 nights. And Kyle and I knew that, like, that was the week that we could find out, but we wouldn't be able to test for a couple days. And so I was literally, like, having a conversation with him. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to take any pregnancy tests when I'm gone. Cause, like, when I find out, I want to find out together. And, like, I want it to be, like, a special thing for us. And this, that, and the other. And so, like, we were saying our goodbyes. And, like, I went into the bathroom to go pee and realized that I had already taken a pregnancy test. And it was very positive. even though it was like 5 days before my missed period or something crazy. And so I literally just like screamed for Kyle and was like, oh my God, get in here right now. And both of us were like sobbing, crying. And I was like, I have to go to work. I don't know what to do. I'm going to be up in LA. Like, it was just so unreal. And also it was like so early and the tests were tests that I didn't necessarily trust. And so I was like, is this true? And I was like, I can't pee again because I like I just went pee. So there's no like pee in my bladder.
No pee left.
So I literally like drove up to LA, like did all my work and then like went to the drugstore and bought like 20 different tests and went back to my hotel room and all of them, like even the digital ones, said pregnant. And so I called Sierra and was like, hey, so I was planning on doing like a cute reveal for you, but like I just have to tell you because I'm up in LA and like I need to tell someone. And so I told her. It was very exciting.
I was so excited. It's interesting though, you didn't have that moment that I feel like is kind of the stereotypical pregnancy moment where you pee on the test, you're waiting, you're hopeful, totally. And then you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, like you literally weren't thinking like, oh, I just took a pregnancy test, let me check it.
Which is crazy because for like the last couple of months, that's what I had done was right. I like intentionally like stopped taking the cheap ones and I like got like the like early detection clear blue ones or whatever. And I would like sit down at a time where I knew I had time to react and like take the test. And this was literally just like not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about it. And it's interesting too because Aspen Ovard's pregnant right now. And she actually, I was watching her pregnancy videos the other day. She actually had the exact same test strips and the exact same thing happened to her. Where like her husband was gone and she like forgot she had taken one and then saw it was positive and was, and like, so I guess, you know, we should link the test strips down below because they're really great.
Amazon affiliate link. Oh, speaking of affiliate links, Skylar got to 10K on Instagram.
Woo! Which, and we can just cap it there.
No, keep following Skylar. But I was telling her, I was like, we need to get you set up with like swipe up affiliate links.
Yeah, you have to teach me how to do all the things. It'll mostly just be like baking things or like cat things.
But Skylar has the cutest stuff. So, and now you can do pregnancy things.
I know.
I would love to know if anyone who is listening or watching to this podcast is also pregnant. That would be really interesting. If you are, comment down below or you can comment on my Instagram or Skylar's Instagram and let us know how far along you are.
Because DM me. I'd love to talk to some other pregnant ladies.
Throughout the podcast now, you know, at the beginning we do the what you drinking and the unpopular opinions. We're also every week going to do a bump date.
Oh, yeah.
So Skylar will kind of, we'll be able to like kind of follow Skylar's pregnancy through the podcast.
Totally. So some weeks it'll be an update and some weeks it'll be like a fun fact that we learned about pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the most fun thing, so I'm about to turn 12 weeks, so this won't, I mean, it'll still be applicable because the baby doesn't, like, digress, like, it doesn't, like, lose features, right. But at 11 weeks, it started hiccuping and making facial expressions, and I just think that's the cutest thing.
That is so cute.
Like, a little teeny tiny, like, hiccuping baby.
I remember when Kenzie was pregnant, which, by the way, she's had her baby now, which is so weird that I literally switched, like, you guys handed off the baton. But I remember, like, 2 weeks ago, like a week before she gave birth, we were at a show and she was like, oh, here, put your hand on my stomach. The baby's hiccuping. And I was like, what? So I like put my hand on her stomach and it was like, like little like gasps. It was like, I was like, oh my gosh, there's like a little creature in there. A little baby in there that got the hiccups.
Yeah. So that's my fun bump date for the week. I just like, I don't know why. I think that's so cute. Also, the baby like now has, again, like, don't drag me in the comments if I'm wrong about any of this, but it has most of its organs, if not all of its organs, and now its job is just to get bigger. Like, it's officially a fetus, so, like, it just has to, like, gain fat, and, like, right. I think in the next couple of weeks, it, like, doubles in size.
But it has, like, all the things it will
have. Yeah, like, it has, like, its liver, and its stomach, and its heart, and its brain, and
that's so
isn't
wild.
That crazy?
That's so
there's
wild.
Just like a little teeny tiny baby just
swimming
hiccuping,
around in there, hiccuping,
making little facial expressions when we like start like gossiping and spilling the tea. It's like, ooh.
I like to picture your little baby in there with like a little teacup that came through
the
umbilical cord,
tiniest
just
teacup,
like, spilling the tea right from the womb.
You know, teach them young.
Teach them young.
But yeah, telling family and friends was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
So you told me. So I obviously told you on the phone. I also told my other best friend, Jessica, on the phone. Because with you guys, I just, like, couldn't
Especially being away from Kyle for 3 days.
Right? That was the weirdest thing.
Because at least normally you would have been able to, like, share those 3 days just with Kyle.
Yes.
But I feel like it's very appropriate that you told me and Jessica, because you're like, I need someone to text about this with.
Oh, I also told Kenzie.
Oh, yeah.
Which is funny, because I was like, Kenzie, like, do you have a good OBGYN? Like, when can I make an appointment? Like, what? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, there are just so many questions, and the internet, again, just has so many answers, which is great, but also, like, kind of overwhelming.
Well, and then you and Kenzie have always been friends, like, through me. Yeah. But I feel like since you got pregnant, or even when you were trying, because you had told her you were trying, you guys became, like, individual, like, pregnancy friends. And,
totally.
Like, you'll be mom friends, which is cool, because, like, I have my two best friends. You have your two best friends.
Yeah.
And so it's fun when there's, like, the crossover.
Cross-section.
So it's cute. They were, like, texting about, like, breast milk and like pumping and like
I know
all these different
things.
Well, it's
fun because like my other best friend's name is Jessica, and then everyone knows Kenzie, and it's funny because I feel like they're very similar in their personalities, but the ways in which they're different are they're just like us,
right?
If like, that makes
Kenzie
sense.
Kenzie and I have the same sense of humor. Like, you and I have different senses of humor.
Yeah.
You and Jessica have the same sense of humor.
Yeah. And so it's always fun like when our worlds get to intersect, because like all four of us like love each other so much, and so it's been very fun to get to be mom friends with Kenzie.
It's so cute.
She was texting me about breast pumps earlier. Love that for us.
No, it's so cute. And it's so cool, too, to have, like, other people around you who, like, understand it. How was it telling your mom? Because you and your mom are super close.
I don't even know if I told you this. So,
no, I don't think we have.
So I had a whole big plan. So my mom and I both love Waitress. Like, my mom, like, loves the movie. I, like, took her to go see the musical for her birthday. Like, we just... like are obsessed.
Right.
And so my game plan was always that I was gonna like bake her a pie because I love baking, and then write a little note on it that said like, dear baby. And it was gonna be like a really sweet emotional thing. And the day before we came over, she just, and she knew we were trying, but she just texted me and was like, pregnant ? With a pregnant lady emoji. And it was at like 2 p.m. And she knew that, like, I would be finding out soon. And I was like, I can't just ignore her text, because then she's going to know that it's, like, I am pregnant.
Right.
That's going to, like, ruin the surprise. But, like, I don't know what to do. So I literally just called her, and I was like, you're the worst. Like, how do you, like, you just ruined it.
Yeah.
And I was like, but yes, I am. And then, like, we had a really sweet phone call. And so then, like, the next day, I, like, surprised her with a pregnancy test in front of my family, and she was just like, ew, a pee stick. I was like, Mom, you know what's coming out. Like, we talked about this so that my stepdad and my siblings could be like, what?
Yeah.
And she could like play along, but instead she was like, did you pee on this thing?
It is so funny how we feel like everyone's pregnancy photos are always like holding a pregnancy test. I'm always like, yo, you peed on that.
Yeah, that's, and also it's probably very old.
I mean, I guess you could, like, a sentimental old pee stick.
Yeah. Kyle the other day was looking through my nightstand, and I'm like a very like tidy person.
Yeah.
And so he like opened up this little like satchel and was like, do you still have all of your pregnancy tests? And I was like, that's for me to know and you to wonder. Like, yes, I do just have a bunch of sticks that have like 3-month-old pee on them in my nightstand. But they're in like a cute little satchel, and they're like all closed up, and like,
does that make it better or worse? Like, having them in like a cute satchel, it's like, what, like, are you taking that to the club?
The club. I think you're imagining a very different type of satchel. This is like a little like cloth. Like linen.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a bedazzled like clutch from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I was thinking like a Jersey Shore like clutch, and you're like rolling up to the club.
You know me, Sierra. You know me so well.
You just did
me
and play my Jersey Shore in that Halloween video we did like a year ago,
which I'll like never live down.
Wait, so you won't have a baby this Halloween, but you'll be visibly pregnant this Halloween.
Oh yeah, very pregnant.
Do you know if you're gonna do like a pregnant themed costume?
So Kyle and I don't know if we'll actually end up doing it, but for forever we've said, because everyone always tells him he looks like James Corden, like that's just like the number one person, and both
of us kind of does.
Yeah, and like literally kids from shows that I work will be like, is James Corden here today? I'm like, no, whatever. And then like both of us love Into the Woods. I've played the baker's wife before, so I think we're going to go as the baker and the baker's wife.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
The only issue. Okay, so this is a whole separate topic.
Okay.
So last year, Kyle and I planned to go as like Charity and P.T. Barnum from The Greatest Showman.
I remember that.
We love The Greatest Showman. We like.
Wait, what do you mean planned? Didn't you go as that?
So. We, like, made our costumes. We, like, custom-made Kyle this jacket with all these patches. Like, me and his mom both were, like, sewing it. And then I realized that we were going to like a Halloween party with a bunch of like cool people and like people from like my past life. And I was like, I don't know if I want to wear like a long sleeve maxi dress with like a petticoat under it when all the other girls are going to be dressed up like slutty cats, yeah, or like whatever. And so then like last minute I dressed up as Donna from Mamma Mia.
No,
and
you posted an Instagram picture in those costumes
because they were so cute and like love it.
Oh,
love that for us.
You okay? Because Skylar and Kyla are so into Halloween. Like Steven and I are like meh about it, but you guys like always like, yeah, plan out your costumes. Like you guys are very, very into
totally
it. And you told me like 6 months in advance that you guys were gonna go, yes, as like Charity and P.T. Barnum.
I know. I'm the worst. I'm a little bitch. I just
okay. But speaking of Kyle, transitioning a bit. One of the things that you told me about being pregnant is that it's really important for you to involve Kyle in every step because obviously,
yes,
pregnancy is very centered to the one carrying the child.
It is.
And so I think involving the other partner can sometimes be difficult. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think like it's 2019, people. I think that like Kyle is equal parts the dad as I am the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like once the baby's born, we'll be equal parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really ignorant not to acknowledge that like I'm pulling the majority of the weight for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really important to me that like he comes to every doctor's visit and like he deals with our insurance and that like every moment that can be special between the two of us is. Like even we found out the gender through a blood test, but like we aren't announcing it yet. Because we're going to wait to, like, confirm with an ultrasound. But, like, I didn't want to do a big gender reveal because I feel like that's a special thing for, like, the two of us.
Like, to find out together.
Yeah. You know, I think, like, any little thing where it can be, like, the two of us acknowledging that. Like, even the first time we heard the baby's heartbeat was, like, I feel like it's pretty normal to bring, like, your family and your friends. And I feel like I really want my family and friends involved. But I also want Kyle to feel like he's equal parts
and he's doing something special.
Yeah
I think that's really important. And I mean, I think having a kid in like 2019, it's a lot easier to like involve the father because totally gender roles aren't as like rigid as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a little bit about like the research and like the medication side of like having all this access. How do you feel, I guess, if we're just gonna brush on it, about like the current place in the world and like everything that's going on and like bringing a child into that?
So it's really scary. I mean, to be honest, yeah. I think that, do you know what that reminds me of?
Hmm.
Do you remember Hank Green? And he had a song called like, I effing love science.
Oh, yes, I do remember
that was
song.
All about like how people always say like, oh, I was meant to live in like the 1920s or like the 1800s. And it's like, that's like all great and romantic and wonderful. But also like modern science is really cool.
Right.
And like, cell phones are awesome.
Right.
Cars, wonderful. I think that, like, there's so many, like, scientific advancements that it makes, like, I mean, even just considering, like, labor.
Yeah.
Like.
Or even, like, being able to have an ultrasound.
Yeah.
And, like, see the baby.
And like, sure, know the okay gender before they're born.
Right.
Like, I feel like some of my grandparents didn't know.
No.
You know? And so it is, like, so amazing and awesome that, like, we have the internet. Like, if my baby has, like, a slight fever, I can, like, do some research before I just, like, rush off to the hospital.
Right.
I mean, I'll probably just rush off to the hospital anyways because I'm a very worried person. But I think it's, like, it's really nice to have that resource. Right. Also, it's really nice to be able to connect with people easier because it's 2019. Mm. Like, I feel like if Kyle's, like, on a work trip and I have, like, a three-month-old, I can call you, I can call Jessica, I can call my mom, I can call anyone and have someone, like, come be with me and come help in, like, an instant.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, I mean, you couldn't do that. Like, before.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you could call someone on their home phone and
right
whatever. But I feel like it wasn't as, like, instantaneous of, like, hey, I just need a little pick-me-up. Can I, like, text you and
right. No, that's true. It definitely is easier to have, like, a lot more resources and a lot more connection. And even, like, there yeah are so many apps. Like, you have, like, an oh, app yeah where you get to see, like, the progression
totally
of the baby. And
tomorrow they're the size of a plum, which I think is real cute. Or
was
a hummingbird.
Last week? Yeah, a hummingbird. That's yeah what I remembered.
It's funny because I feel like when they got to the size of, like, a bumblebee, I was like, oh, my gosh, they're so big. Like, a bee in my belly. Because at first I found out so early, it was, like, the size of a sesame seed.
Right.
Now it's the size of a poppy seed. So it felt like very small growths. And so now I'm, like, my gosh, a bird. There's a bird in my belly. What the heck?
One of my favorite stories is when Kenzie was pregnant, she nannies for two twin boys, and she used to take the funniest Instagram stories of them. And she took this video where she was like, "What did you say?" And the little boy was like, "If there's a baby in your belly, why did you eat it? That's not very nice." And she was like, "No, I didn't eat it." And goes, "Well, then why is it in your belly? You ate your baby. That is not very nice." Like, he was very upset. Like,
that's so cute.
If the baby is in her belly, that means she ate her baby.
Kids are the cutest.
They're so cute.
But yeah, I think that there definitely are concerns with, like, raising a kid in this modern world. Right. I think, first of all, social media is crazy. Like, mm-hmm. I mean... You never know until, like, you actually have your kid, but I do not think I will let my kid have social media for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it just, like, you don't need that influx of, I think there are lots of, like, even wonderful, like, YouTube channels for kids.
Right.
Content for kids, but I think with that, like, there's always going to be stuff that, like, you just, like, if you aren't sitting in the room with them while they're
really
using it, you don't know what they're doing, you know? And so I think, like, the only way you can truly monitor is, like, by buying them books that, like, you approve of.
Right.
Or, like, watching Disney movies that, like, you know, have good morals. Or, you know, I think it's harder when you, like, hand your kid an iPad. And, I mean, I'm sure my kid will be on technology, not judging any moms that, like, let their kids use Instagram or whatever. But I just think that's, like, an unnecessary thing for – I mean, it – even as adults, I know both you and I and everyone I know gets affected by, like, seeing unrealistic expectations of people on Instagram. I can't imagine being, like, a 6-year-old girl or a 10-year-old boy and, you know, seeing all these people showing their perfect lives and then not feeling like you could ever amount to that.
How old were you when you had your first social media account?
I have no idea. I feel like pretty young.
I remember I wanted to make a MySpace in sixth grade and my mom said no. So I created a fake email and then signed up for a MySpace. And then she found the fake email because I was logged in on, like, the family computer. Like, I didn't have my own computer. And she sent me an email from her email to my, like, fake email and was like, "You must think you're so cool, like, going behind your mom's back." And I remember reading the email and being like,
"Go off, Lori."
I know. I read that email and I was like, "My life is over."
But also,
then, like, she let me keep MySpace.
But also, like, Lori, Sierra became a social media influencer. Maybe she was just trying to work on her portfolio.
Yeah, maybe I needed a longer time to, like, start my brand. And mom, you stopped me. Like, how dare you?
You could have been a MySpace star.
I could have been Jeffree Star. I got a MySpace when I was 12, but it was heavily monitored. Like, I had it for maybe a week before my mom found it. It was like my mom had my password, she was on it, whatever. I got Facebook, I want to say freshman year of high school.
I was for sure younger than that. I think I was in maybe like 6th or 7th grade when I got Facebook. So I very clearly remember I was, like, in middle school and a boy commented on my profile picture and was like, "You look sexy," with, like, a bunch of, like, X's. And then a bunch of my friends commented and were like, "Ooh, like, love this."
You know what, now that you say that.
And then my mom saw, because I was friends with, like, my mom and my grandma, and she was like, "Oh, well, like, obviously you can't hang out with this boy anymore if he's saying you look sexy. You're, like, 12 years old."
Oh, my gosh.
But it's so funny to think about, like, the nerve of that, like, 12-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah.
To be, like, on a public forum that I know she's friends with her mom, I'm going to comment and say, "She looks sexy."
You want to hear about my nerve on Facebook? Because once you said that, I did realize that I actually think I got it in 8th grade.
Ooh.
Because in 8th grade, my, like, best friend in 8th grade, Kendall. Hey, Kendall. She was dating this guy whose name I won't say because I don't really, like, we're not friends anymore, so I don't feel like I have his approval to speak about him. But they were dating. They broke up. And you know me, I'm, like, fiercely loyal. Like, yes. I'm, like, I was so mad at him because he broke up with her. And she was, like, so upset. She was, like, crying at my house. I went on my Facebook. I tagged him. Like, at his name. Like, tagged him. Was, like, "You don't know what you're missing." Like, this big, long thing. Like, publicly. Like, on Facebook. Like, tagged him. I think I posted it on his wall. And I was, like, "You just lost, like, the best thing that ever happened to you." And I never deleted it. And, like, he and I, like, we, you know, see each other at, like group events and stuff. And we were really good friends in high school after that. But I, like, went back on Facebook and, like, saw that post. Because it was, like, "This post from 8 years ago from da-da-da-da-da." And I was, like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I guess that's another thing too of not letting your kids use social media because of like the comparison aspect, the safety aspect, but also just like kids can be idiots sometimes. Like I even look back at stuff I said when I was like 12, 13, and I'm like, that is so embarrassing. Right. Like, I can't imagine if you're, like, a six-year-old posting selfies that, like, you could look but like, I don't know. It just is all
my little brother got an Instagram when he was 10, and he used to post, like, funny selfies, and then now he's, like, 17, and he deleted all of them.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I don't really want people seeing, like, you know, 10-year-old selfies where he captioned it, like, hanging out with my dog, and it'd be, like, him and his dog. Like, doing the face. But it was cute. Okay. Should we, last thing I want to talk about, I was going to say we get into advice, your future on the channel.
Yeah.
Because now you are going to be a mom, you have other priorities.
But I still, like, I still want to have a career.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, my mom was a stay-at-home mom with me. She was a stay-at-home mom with all my siblings. And, like, that was so important to me to, like, have my mom around. But also, I think that, like, parenting is a two-person job. Actually, I think it, like, takes a whole village.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think that, like, even if we record podcasts on the weekend and, like, Kyle watches our child, like, it's not babysitting. It's his child that he's spending time with.
Right.
And also, a good majority, I would say 80% of my work I can do from home.
Right.
Like, I do producing on your channel, so I'm dealing with, like, scheduling and online meetings and stuff that doesn't necessarily have to be in person.
Right.
And then also, we hired Carly.
Yes. So when Skylar and I, when Skylar got pregnant, we had that kind of, like, first conversation, and she was like, I still want to work, but, like, I want to do more from home. We hired Carly, who's now behind the camera, who does all of the, she just did like a little peace sign. she does all the stuff that Skylar was doing in person, and Skylar's been kind of like training her, handing off the torch a little bit. So Skylar's still going to be on my main channel from time to time. She's still going to be obviously do the podcast.
Yeah.
She'll take time off when the baby gets here, obviously. But she's not going anywhere, but Carly will be around as well.
Yeah. We love Carly.
We love Carly. Boop, also, boop. Carly pulled the voicemails for this episode.
Yes. So we haven't listened to
them. We don't know what they are. The first two episodes, I pulled them, and we were like, I think it's more fun if we go in blind. No, it's been super cool having Carly in the office. Like, she's...
Oh, my gosh.
We're just going to rave about Carly because we just love her.
She reminds me so much of my friend Jessica that we mentioned earlier. Yeah, and does. So I feel like Carly's, like, my best friend.
Yeah.
Even though, like, we've only known each other a couple weeks.
We were doing an office clean out and, like, cleaning out the closet and all this stuff, and so I told Skyler and Carly, I was like, you can bring, like, take whatever you want, because usually we sell things on Poshmark, but since we were trying to get rid of as much as possible, I was like, take whatever you want. Yeah. Skyler chose, like, a floral dress and, like, a kimono, and Carly chose, like, a little newsboy cap from a, like, lookbook video, a fringe brown dress that we wore in my Halloween costumes video, and a book about kawaii.
In a ZZ Top shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's just so cool. She literally, so cool. Like, showed up to a shoot and was wearing, like, the ZZ Top shirt with, like, a cool plaid skirt and, like high top sneakers. And I was like, who are you? Like, she's we so literally cool. Bought that ZZ Top shirt, like, as a joke for a video.
But she, and like, works it.
Yeah. Like, a queen.
Also, one of the added benefits of having Carly in the office that I didn't realize when we hired her is Carly's tall, and Skylar and I are yes. the same height, so, like, the paper roll back here and stuff, like, all the time we'll be, like, trying to reach tall things, and we used to have to, like, have stools everywhere. Carly, how tall are you?
I think she said 6 foot.
6 foot.
Yeah.
So she's
six
tall.
6 foot. She's the tall girl. Both of us are 5'4¾".
Yeah.
So we're, like, the exact same height. And so it's been so great. Yeah. Also, I didn't realize she was 6 foot. Like, I thought she was, like, 2 inches taller than me. Because I, like, just have, like, a bad perception. And so I just was like, yeah, you know, you're a little bit taller than me. She was like, I'm 6 foot tall. And I was like, oh, I guess you're a lot taller than me.
All right. We're ready for the first one.
Hey, Sierra, this is Lyrica. I'm a 21-year-old mom, brand new mom. He's about 5 weeks old. I just wanted to ask if you think it's a good idea for our family to add a dog. We already have two dogs, but one of them is getting a little old, and he's not moving around too much, and we have a super hyperactive pit bull, black mouth cur, medium-sized dog, and she's about a year and a half, and she just seems like she needs somebody to play with. Aww. I want to know your advice on how to convince my husband how to get us another dog, or if that's even a good idea. Thank you. Have a good day. And
thank you. Oh, that was so sweet. Content. I love everyone that calls in. I just want to be friends with all
of
them.
It makes me so happy. I feel like that's the coolest part of the podcast, honestly. So adding a dog when you have a baby.
So, I mean, you're more educated to speak on this because you do have two dogs.
Which literally this morning I turned to Skylar and I was like, I can't imagine having a child would be harder than having Bella because Bella is the worst. Obviously, it was a joke. I'm sure having a child will be much harder. But Bella is a freaking, like, just the worst. So
let's just rename this podcast and make it like We Hate Bella and Toothless. Because the fact of the matter is, we love them.
We do.
They're our children. They're just a little more difficult.
They are.
Like Bruiser and Olive are like angel babies.
So that being said, okay, so you have a baby. You're thinking about getting another dog because your other dog is lonely and getting older. Mm-hmm. I think any advice we give is completely like dubious because we obviously don't know your situation. But however, that being said, I would... First of all, I wouldn't get a puppy, no matter what. Like, if you decide to.
That's going to be my number one
thing. I would go to, like, a shelter or a rescue, meet the dog, do, like, an in-home visit, and, like, see how chill they are. Get an adult, grown dog who's house-trained, good around kids, good around dogs. If you find that perfect dog, make sure you have the time, because having two dogs is more difficult than having one, because, like, if you want someone to watch the dog, sometimes they, like, get each other going with, like, barking, and they'll fight, and just making sure that they click well together, that you have the time, and also not getting a puppy.
I also think, as someone who's, like, kind of addicted to getting pets, I just love all of the animals of the world, and so I just, like, want all of the animals.
Right.
I think that it's also important to, like, be in the moment and, like, recognize, like, maybe your newborn is enough for right now, and like a puppy can wait until like a more calm period of your life where there's less changes happening.
Yeah.
I feel like I have always been apt to be like, oh, we're going on a big trip. I'm so excited. Let's get a hamster. Like, oh, this big, we're moving. Right. Oh my gosh. Let's go look at dogs. And it's like, maybe get a little more settled into your situation. But also, we don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would look into it, but be cautious.
I would say the two big takeaways, probably stay away from a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe ask, like, is now the best time or could you wait? Because there are always wonderful dogs, like, waiting to be adopted.
Oh, of course. Of course. Okay, so, cool. Yeah. Next question.
Hi, Skylar and Sierra. Ooh. My name is Megan, and first I want to say I absolutely adore you guys. Aww. And also, I just need some advice. I have upcoming engagement photos that I have coming up, and I'm just a little nervous on what to wear. I'm a plus-size girl. I try to stay body positive, but obviously there are times that I just feel down about myself. I don't know. I just wondered if you guys had any recommendations on what type of styles would be the most good for that. Or, I don't know, just any type of advice for the engagement photos of what to wear. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you. Yay. That's well, so first sweet. Of all, congratulations. Yeah, it's what so an exciting amazing. Time. I think of a couple things. I think, first of all, like, rock what you got. Mm-hmm. Like, I think don't let you feeling uncomfortable stop you from doing any of, like, the stereotypical things that are fun to do.
Absolutely.
Like, wearing white to your bridal shower or, like, wearing white to your bachelorette party. Like, I think that as mid-sized people and plus-sized people, I think oftentimes, like, even you just did a video, like, breaking plus-size rules, I think people are oftentimes told to wear, like, only wear dark colors.
Don't draw attention to yourself. And, like, your wedding and your engagement, you should be the center of attention.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think don't pay attention to any of those rules. Don't let, like, any of that, you know, like, insecurity get in the way of really enjoying the moment. And one of the main things for me is, like, I think there's this big desire to, quote, look your best on your wedding. Like, so many people lose weight for their wedding and, you know, most women I've met were, like, the thinnest they ever were in their wedding day because people restrict themselves so much. just remember that the way you are on your wedding day is the way you're meant to be. And with your engagement photos too. Like, the way you look in your engagement photos is the way that you are meant to be. Mm-hmm. And engagement photos and wedding photos, as much as people want it to be perfect, it's not meant to be perfect. It's meant to be a little bit messy, and it's meant to be real, and it's meant to be you. And it's better to remember things the way they really were than to put on, you know, 20 pairs of Spanx and go to the gym like crazy so that you can look this ideal that you think you're supposed to look like, because the way you're supposed to look like is the way that you do.
Retweet. I could not agree with you more. I think, I mean, even I'm taking my maternity photos or like my announcement photos after we film this. We filmed a video this morning. We're filming podcasts. Like, I have a full work day, and then I'm like not going to get ready. Like, I'm just going to be the way that I was throughout the whole day, because that's how I am. Like, I'm not going to put on fake eyelashes. It's not going to be a whole thing, because that's not what my pregnancy was. Honestly, my pregnancy was like me over the toilet, like throwing up, you know? And so I think the same goes for like engagement and weddings. Like, the person, like your fiance, is marrying you. Like, he's marrying you when you wake up in the morning and have bad breath and messy hair. And like, for you to go and like even face tune yourself or put on like layers and layers of makeup and, like you said, Spanx, and try and make yourself look like someone you're not, like, that's not the person that he's in love with.
And when you look back on those photos, you're not gonna look and be like, oh man, you know, I'm plus size and that's this or that. You're gonna look back on those and be like, oh my gosh, that was the beginning of it all when we got engaged and we had these wonderful photos. And just remember, like, take your value from who you are and why your partner loves you, mm-hmm. and not about your weight or your size or what you look like. In terms of practical advice on what you should wear, personally, I mean, totally anecdotal, but I wore a wrap dress for my engagement photos, and I loved every photo, mm-hmm. because it was like beautiful and flowy and like the wind and everything, but it also was really flattering and gave me waist definition, and then it like crossed over my chest in a flattering way that didn't like expose more than I wanted to show, but it wasn't like high neck, and then it had like the fluttery sleeves that were very pretty. So I personally love wrap dresses, but you know.
Yeah, I think also like we talk about with body positivity, I think it's ignorant to pretend like we don't all have issues with our body, mm-hmm. and like areas that we are learning to love and working on. Mm-hmm. I know for mine, I wore like a tank top dress that was like tight and green and like crocheted, and I like loved the color, loved like the lace of it, but my arms are something that like I've never been fully confident in, mm-hmm. and so I think that like especially at the time I took those photos, I was like hyper fixated on my arms in the photo, mm-hmm. which now I don't care at all. I think like they're lovely photos and they're great, but if you know that you have something that you're working on, maybe choose something that like you feel the most confident in. Because I don't think I necessarily felt the most confident in that dress. I think I liked the idea of it, and I felt like it looked very Pinterest, but I had a lot of things that like I thought were much more like empowering for me to wear that I probably should have worn.
So do you think you would have, obviously now you look back at those photos and you're totally fine with them, yeah. but at the time, do you think you would have felt better about them and felt more confident in them if you had worn something that wasn't highlighting the part you were working on loving?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, in my everyday life, I don't wear like tight green like tank top dresses. Like right. that's, again, going back to like the person that your fiance loves. Like right. you do wear wrap dresses, and like I wear jumpsuits all the time. Like yeah. maybe if I'd worn like a jumpsuit or, you know, like a long sleeve dress. Or ooh. I think that.
I like that advice. Wear something that embodies who you are on a daily basis and yes. not just like the most polished version of yourself.
100%.
All right. Next question. I love all these questions. It's so fun.
Hi, Sierra. This is Melissa from Missouri, and I was just curious. I really want to start opening up my Instagram to the public, and I have a lot of pictures of my kids on my Instagram, but I was wondering if you have, like, a separate account for your private stuff, and then you have all of your Sierra stuff on the Schultz feed. Instagram. I was wondering how you balance keeping things private and how you keep things public, because I'm having a really hard time differentiating between the two. Do I separate accounts, or do I just let everybody see everything? Any advice you could give would be great. Thanks.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, I have a couple thoughts. Sorry, yeah. I keep hopping in on these questions.
No, please.
But I think, first of all, if you don't have a big following, I think you're open to less criticism. And mm-hmm. I think there it's less of a question about whether to have your kids on the internet. I think it's still definitely a question of, like, what you want to show of them. But I think, like, as someone who I only have a couple thousand followers versus you have, like, hundreds of thousands, only like mostly family and friends would see pictures of my child versus like yours. And mm-hmm. so I'm assuming that she's probably in a similar situation to me. I also think that it's important just to take photos for you mm-hmm. and not for Instagram. Like maybe you take like a really cute picture of your baby like in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And like that can just be for you. I mm-hmm. think that like we're in an age now where people feel the need to share everything, even if it's only with like three people, you know? But I think maybe just keep some of the stuff that you're not comfortable showing with everyone mm-hmm. to yourself. But I mean, also I have like a second Instagram that just like my very close family and friends follow. It's like mostly pictures of my cats, right. You know, but I think.
And I have a private Facebook where my family keeps up with me.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, and same with your private Instagram. It's not like we're posting like inappropriate things. It's just a
it's
place.
It's not at all like a Finsta.
No, it's just a place to post things that you wouldn't have everyone see. Mm-hmm. So like on my Facebook I'll post like, you know, when Steven and I got a house, like I posted about that. It's more like a family update thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's fine to have those separate things. When it comes to posting your children, I think that's a really personal mm-hmm. experience. In my opinion, when I have kids, I am gonna share my kids online. However, I always want to make sure that what I'm sharing isn't something that's going to embarrass them later. Mm-hmm. So posting a cute pic of your kids, you know, at the flower fields, like, totally. Like, I would totally share that. Posting a picture where my kid's having, like, a screaming, crying meltdown, I probably wouldn't, because when they're 13, you know, I'm a social media influencer. Someone could find that, and that could be embarrassing to them. So I think if you are going to share your kids online, just be cautious about, like, you know, this may be cute and entertaining for me and my friends now, but especially if you're opening that up to the public, mm-hmm. Could this be something that hurts them later? Which is hard to do, to really think about that. I think if you want, in terms of having a public Instagram, if you're wanting to like promote it and be like a mom blogger, I think it's good to have at least some sort of private space where you can still share with the people close to you. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily have to be an Instagram. It could be like a private group chat where you send photos. Yeah. It could be a Facebook. It could be a Twitter. You know, having a private space. But if you're going to open it up, I think it is just important to be a little bit more cautious and also cautious about things like not having your phone number, your address visible in anything. Mm-hmm. There's once you open it up to the public, you really have to be careful about your safety as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I would recommend for everyone to have a private Instagram. I think it's great to just have like a circle of like 10 people who are closest to you, like even like little things when Kyle's out of town and like I want to grab dinner with people, but I don't want to text everyone. I just want to say like, hey, who's in this area of San Diego and wants to get dinner because like my husband's out of town.
Right.
I wouldn't want to post that in a public forum because then A, people know my husband's out of town, which right. is like a safety issue. B, I don't want a bunch of people I don't know messaging me being like, I want to meet up, or, oh, you live around that area? Good to know. You know, I think right. that it's great to be able to have like a community and to be able to post a little more loosely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that anytime kids are involved, you do have to be really careful. I mean, I know even like with my child, like you and I have talked at extreme length of I am open to talking about everything regarding my pregnancy. Like yeah. for me, that is my body. I am a consenting adult and I feel comfortable about that. But if my child gets here and is like, I don't like when I'm on camera, like I don't want to be in the vlogs, absolutely no more time on camera, yeah. you know? But I do think it's like a wonderful thing, at least for us, of like we always talk about like looking back at trips and looking back at like engagement party. Like I think it's a really fun thing that you get to document that
yeah.
and document our lives. But yeah, I think that anytime kids are involved, a little tricky.
One, I think also in terms of like making a public Instagram that you're going to try to share out, even when your following is small, you have to be careful because you don't know how it's going to grow. Like mm-hmm. for me, I had to recently, when my channel started growing, go back and scrub a lot of stuff that back then didn't seem like a big deal, like showing the exterior of my apartment building, like, you know, having certain details about my life that really shouldn't be public, because back then I was like, oh, only a couple hundred people are going to see it. It doesn't matter. but you don't know how that's going to grow. Mm-hmm. So if you are trying to open up a public Instagram where you're going to be sharing your family life, just making sure that you would be okay with the whole world seeing it, because it is possible.
And also, hate comes at every level. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to have millions of followers to have someone comment and be like, you look ugly. Like, I hate this photo. Like, there are weird people on the internet. And so I think anytime you're actively posting and trying to gain followers on social media, you have to kind of understand that that's like the give and take.
I mean, even like when I posted that photo of you and I at Disneyland from the last episode where I was like, the photo that began it all, someone was like, OMG, you were so skinny back then. Did you used to go to the gym and diet? And I was like, thanks. Like, this is exactly what I want to see in my DMs.
That is so rude.
But they didn't mean it in a rude, but they didn't mean, they weren't like, I hate you. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
I know, that was my first time hearing that. So that was just like my candid reaction.
People just don't think, and you do have to kind of be careful with that when you're having a public forum.
Yeah. But on that note, I think do we want to talk about what our next episode's going to be?
Oh, yes.
So it's going to be all about body positivity and like our journey. So I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about that time and where both of us were at.
And I think what's funny is I think if you hadn't been pregnant, our first episode would have been about body positivity.
Totally.
But we wanted to wait until we announced the pregnancy because that right now is a huge part of your body positive mm-hmm. journey and learning. Like, your body is changing quicker than ever before.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Well, and also, I mean, this is for the body positivity episode, but, like, I don't weigh myself.
Yeah.
Like, I just literally, the last time I weighed myself, I wasn't in a healthy mindset.
Yeah.
And so when I went to the doctor and they weighed me, I was like, they're like, how much weight do you think you've gained? Like, you know your pre-pregnancy weight? And I was like, no. Nope. Like, I have no idea. Yeah. Like, I weighed myself like 3 years ago, but that's all I know, you know? Yeah. So it is like a really big part of pregnancy and a really big part of like that journey. So I'm excited to talk about it.
I'm excited to talk about that too. Ooh. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts. Yes. Give us 5 stars. Write a review. The reviews have been so sweet.
Oh my gosh.
I was reading them yesterday with Steven.
I just cry.
They're like, it's so sweet.
Everyone's response has been so wonderful to us. Like, yeah. We both of us were blown away with, and also the kindness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, the only negative thing I saw was about, like, our mic placement, which we can fix. Like, that's a very practical, like, good, that's constructive criticism.
Yeah, and it's really awesome just being able to have this more, like, open forum where we get to talk and involve you guys. Yeah. Also, I saw a few comments asking how you could be part of the advice segment if you are an international viewer. Mm-hmm. You can send us a voice memo to the email, which is sierraunfiltered@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to call us, the number is, 87...
I think it's 1-877-SIERRA.
I think it's 8778-SIERRA. We'll put it on screen, whatever it is. If you're in the U.S., you can call and leave us a voicemail on that. If you're international, record a voice memo and just send it to the email.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening or watching our third episode. Skylar is pregnant.
I am so pregnant.
Ugh. Been pregnant for way too long.
And you're the guide parent. The
guide parent. That's so cool. I can't wait to tell. Well, you have to tell Steven.
He has to listen to this episode.
Oh, yeah.
So if he doesn't listen, he'll just never know.
He'll never know.
So this will be a test to see.
He's not going to listen.
They always listen. They always send us like the longest text in the group chat.
Kyle does.
No, Stephen was like, I didn't realize you guys met at a laundromat.
Oh, don't that's
you
remember? True. He did.
They listen.
I think our three biggest fans right now are Kyle, Stephen, and your stepdad, Eric.
Yes. Eric, shout out to my stepdad, Eric.
Shout out to Eric.
He is so great. He was texting us and was like, so I know Sierra is really involved in fashion. Do you think that she could give some tips for like how to dress cool in your 40s so you don't embarrass your teenage kids? I was like, yes, we can definitely talk about that. But we're so excited. Thank you so much for listening.
And we'll see you guys next Monday. Bye.